Welcome to Gibbon's Rent. You're entering a place chosen for contemplation and stillness. A reminder, if you're listening on headphones, you need to be aware of your surroundings. We have chosen level spaces away from traffic, but do take care and be considerate to those around you. This audio will last about 14 minutes. You may choose to walk as you listen, discovering the essence of the place, or you may choose to find a spot and be still. Whatever you choose, allow your imagination to be your guide and enjoy this experience. Any time you would like to stop for contemplation, just press pause on the audio and come back when you're ready to continue. Let's start by focusing on your breath. Let each inhalation become long and soft. And with each exhalation, release and let go. In this moment, go within to that place of inner quiet where you experience a connection to your higher self. See what's around you with fresh eyes and allow your imagination to be playful and light. As your body relaxes, feel your mind relaxing and drop your thoughts. Let's begin. If you entered from Hollywood Street, you will hear the sounds of the trains scratching and screeching. The noise of brakes, steel on steel, and announcements from the station, carried by the wind. Beneath the ground lie tributaries of the River Neckinger and the Thames, meanderings that made Bermondsey a lush and green space. Come back to your breath and focus on the inhalation and exhalation. And with each breath, allow yourself to become more relaxed, more comfortable, and more at peace. The word rents is an old French legal term, meaning payment due. If there was someone called Gibbons collecting the rent, no record remains. Lost in time. But time has been kind to this wiggly cut-through between Magdalen Street and Hollywood Street. Here, a transformation has happened from a smelly alleyway to a green walkway. For Gibbon's Rent is part of a healing taking place in Bermondsey. Slag heaps transformed into a natural oasis, a transition to a softer, greener urbanization. Notice the old concrete sewage pipes, revived as containers. Look for the Fatsia japonica. The large palm-shaped leaves look like friendly hands to greet your arrival. Listen for the gentle sounds that thistle as leaves sway with the wind. The wind touching your skin like a gentle brush. Come October, her white flowers are like constellations of stars that glow against the evergreen leaf, lighting up the dark and cold day. Come back to your breath. Feel a sense of calm as you experience the peacefulness and softness of this space. Let your body relax and let go of all the busyness. Here, in Gibbon's Rent, you find a tolerant space with low-lying tolerant plants, able to grow through adversity, adaptable and accepting all who visit, a coexistence for all to enjoy. This is a place visited by many, the lost and the lonely, the locals and the wayfarers, a secret amongst the busy. Maybe it's your first time here, or maybe this is a regular cut-through for you. Either way, see it today with a fresh awareness and explore with all your senses. Look up towards the Shard, obscured by cloud or glinting in the light, modernity impressing itself on the skyline. Look down. Notice plants growing up through the cracks. Are there shadows on the ground today? As the light streams and curves down, the path is like a screen, and the light that shines through is the projector. Some days, the shapes created dance and twist in the wind, like watching a silent movie. Take some time observing the light, how it reflects on this space. Notice any shadows, and how many colours can you see? Let's take some time to notice the oranges, reds, yellows, blues, pinks, purples, whites. Choose a colour to focus on and see how many things you can spot of that colour. And you may wish to press pause while you do this. Imagine you are a chrysalis, seeing the world for the first time as a butterfly. Everything is fresh and new to you. Smile at the wonder of the unexpected. All the colours, the smells, the tastes drawn by the wind. Touch bark or leaf. Feel your feet as they touch the ground. Come back to your breath and become an observer. Observe how the external impacts you. Listen now to the hum of flies, bees, and other hexapods. Hear seagulls and crows squawking overhead, competing with the noises of the trains, motorcycles, and construction sounds. You may smell the salvia on the corner, mountain fresh and cleansing. If you rub the leaf, its scent will fill your lungs with freshness. And listen for the sounds of the bamboo, susurrate, whispering. They sway rhythmically, softly, like the beat of a drum. From greening up this grey space, we become peaceful and more at ease. Look now for the silver birch, a pioneer plant of regeneration. After the Ice Age, birch was one of the first trees to seed and is a great protector and survivor. Notice the white bark peeling, shedding, renewing, constantly adapting. The essence of the birch allows you to shed and reinvent yourself. Think of transitions, how you change and adjust to your environment. Look up through her dappled leaves towards the sky. The colours and the shapes changing. Sometimes clear, cerulean blue. Sometimes clotted and cloudy. As you look up to the sky, notice any thoughts, feelings, images, or sensations that arise within you, and you may wish to press pause here. If you're here in winter, you may see snowdrops. Their white, drooping, bell-shaped flowers are the first to appear, like beads of light breaking through the cold, hard earth, filling with optimism and hope. Followed by daffodils, intoxicating, trumpets of sunshine, tooting, spring is here. If you are here when the bulbs are out, take time to observe them, their colours, and how they shine and light up the dark months. And have you found the wardrobe yet? The wooden doors creak as they open, like entering Narnia, a little library, a give and take. Come back to your breath. Feel calm and peaceful. And turn once more towards the shard. A marker in the sky. A reference to London as a modern city. Glass and metal pointing to the stars. The new rising up as the old is reshaped. This is London Bridge, and you will always know where you are. Thank you for listening. My name is Mel Sutton, and you can find me at naturalhealthwithmel.co.uk. This audio piece was commissioned by Team London Bridge.